Life is back on Sports Bettors, and BetUS has your NBA, NHL, UFC, PGA, and yes, NFL betting lines up for their 27th year and live betting and all of it. Log in to BETUS.com or call 800-792-3887. That's 800-79-BETUS. BetUS for 125% bonuses with promo code EB125. Customer service pros are ready to get your phone, social, and online sports betting kickoff started now. Play with the proven mainstay in the industry, BetUS. You bet, you win, you get paid. BetUS.com with promo code EB125.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And the Lincoln Journal star's Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Morning, happy Monday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, full show ahead. Hope you had a great bye weekend. No Nebraska football on Saturday, but there is some this upcoming Saturday. Sip, Nebraska opens as a 7-point favorite against the Purdue Boilermakers here in Lincoln. We'll get to that later on. How are you? How was your weekend?
It was wonderful.
Did you do anything of note without Husker football?
I mean, I watched football until my eyes bled on Saturday, and I never left the house. So I guess I left the house to go get
pizza. I can't see any signs of eye bleeding over there, so it's good you cleaned it up.
I left the house to go get some pizza for tricks, but I did have a piece or two. And then that was it.
Or six.
No, I did not.
Or six.
I had two. I don't have a big appetite at my age. Can you hear me, by the way?
I can hear you. Yeah. Can you hear yourself?
Test.
Can you hear yourself?
Yeah, I can hear
myself. I hear you loud and clear.
Yeah. Okay, now you.
Yes.
Now we will start in because I want to hear about this little foray.
Just a little tease for the rest of the show. We will have NFL winners and losers today. We'll have a little look around the Big Ten as well. And we will look at 7 o'clock, what Nebraska needs to do the rest of the season to get to a bowl game. Some stats. Great stat work by your colleague, the Journal Star's Parker Gabriel, over the weekend. I expect nothing less from Parker, but it was great stat work there.
And hopefully we'll have him back on the show this week.
We will not skip Parker this week. He is important.
Hello, Parker.
Hello, Parker. Okay, so the bye weekend happened. Nebraska had no football, and so... Typically, Sip, I'll tell you this. Typically, when it's the bye weekend, I don't watch a lot of football. I go play golf. I go do other stuff. But I had a wedding to get to, a post-wedding celebration to get to, a late reception in Lawrence, Kansas. That was my wedding from like last year, a COVID wedding.
So it was just, but they had the reception.
Yeah, just kind of a small get-together with a friend of mine from high school.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So I said, Oklahoma plays Kansas at 11 o'clock. Another buddy of mine said, let's drive down from Lincoln. Let's go to the game. Let's leave early Saturday morning. Let's go watch some football. Then we'll go to the reception. Let's go watch a butt kicking and just enjoy a day in Lawrence, Kansas.
But then something happened.
Well, as you know, Sip, here's the thing. I posted a picture on Twitter saying today's view with, of course, a Bud Light in my hand and the Jayhawks field. And I had a bunch of people saying, why on earth would you do that to yourself? I had like 8 people say, that's what you're doing with your Saturday? I'm like, yeah, I'm watching a football game, which I have no interest either way. I just want to see how Kansas can do against Oklahoma.
I thought it was a great idea.
And people say, what a great way to spend 3 hours, you moron. Okay, well.
Why would they say that?
Easy. I got in the game for free, okay?
Okay, you did.
Yeah, before the game, we're walking around the stadium. I told my buddies that we're not buying tickets until we absolutely have to. This game will have, free tickets somewhere, whether it's at a bar or someone walking down the street.
That was savvy.
We're
going
to find free tickets. And so we get to the stadium right around 10 o'clock, all right? We're an hour early. This is really early for me. I'm known to be like late or just on time for the game. But, enemy territory, not even enemy territory, just
neutral ground.
Neutral, There you go. Yeah. Neutral ground.
Yeah, you're in France.
In Lawrence, Kansas. I was in France, basically. I look around and I say, I don't see any scalpers at all. I don't see any people out here. This is dead.
10 o'clock, there weren't many people.
No.
There weren't.
Well, it's Lawrence, Kansas.
An hour before the game.
They were 1-5 going in. They had one win against South Dakota to begin the season. They've lost five games since. And as you know, that program has been pretty bad for quite some time.
What about tailgaters?
There was some tailgating. Yes, there was some tailgating. It was just a really quiet morning. I was like, man, this is just...
That's weird.
It's a weird buzz. There's not a buzz here at all.
That's fourth-ranked Oklahoma in town.
Right. Right.
Fourth-ranked Oklahoma.
So make the rounds around the stadium. Didn't see any scalpers. And I said, why don't you check Ticketmaster out? And he's like, he's at $25. I'm like, yeah, we can get better than that.
Wow, good savvy. Very savvy move.
I said, don't panic. We've got plenty of time. Also, wait until 11 o'clock if we have to.
I'm impressed by the level of savvy.
Walk all the way. So we start at one spot. We get all the way back to that spot after one full round around the stadium. We see a scalper finally. I say, hey, what are you selling for? He's like, two for $50 a piece. We're like, we're good. He's like, what about 40? He said, we're good. A guy across the street says, you guys need tickets? I'm like, yes. How much? Free. I look back at the other guy. I'm like, really? $40? Thank you, sir. I did. You guys, but I gave the guy like this side. I'm like, really? $40 for this game? Shame on you. I took the tickets. We walked in the stadium. No cost
free.
To me.
Free.
Free. Absolutely free.
Savvy.
This guy, I should have talked to him more because I felt like we were in the section of the parents of players. I think this guy had to be a dad of one of
Kansas
the players.
Kansas player?
Yeah. Yep. Because you've been in that stadium before several times.
Yeah.
There's not really a bad seat in that stadium
because
it's not that big.
It's a bowl. Yeah.
We were 60 rows high like at midfield. I mean, it was perfect.
That's
it was the best viewing, experience
really
I've had at a non-Nebraska game in quite some time.
Yeah, that's a great seat.
It's a beautiful seat.
Yeah.
So... That gets us into
and
the
it was
game.
Free.
And don't forget this. And, I'm not saying I have a problem because I don't. But I walk in the stadium. The first thing we saw was there's beer tents there. I'm like, wow.
Beer tents.
Think about Nebraska. You don't get to see any beer here at all.
Yeah.
And the first thing is just Bud Light, Budweiser everywhere. I'm like, but they're actually selling us at games.
Where what? In the concourse?
Yes. Oh, it's everywhere. Like they want you. They encourage it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that's revenue.
Well, they need revenue
because they gave you a ticket.
Well, and if you watch the game,
I mean, I'm serious. They'll eat that ticket if they know you're going to buy four beers.
I bought two beers. Only two. Well, only two the whole game.
Yeah,
just two.
Good. Yeah.
And I had a hot dog and some popcorn.
Nice. So they made it up in
But at game time, you look around, you're like, where is everybody at? I don't know the full capacity at Kansas' Memorial Stadium. All I know is that when that game started, it was at the most a third full of people. And it felt like there was more Oklahoma fans than Kansas fans at that point. Now, I can't see my side of the field because I see some red, which is maybe Kansas also. They obviously think blue, but they do have red in their colors. But I saw a lot of Boomer Sooner colors. I'm like, well, all right. Well, they traveled well. They expected to see a blowout
it's
today.
It's great for you to see what you're seeing. It's great for you to see what you're seeing. Makes you appreciate Nebraska more. Okay, keep going.
So, then the game gets started. I told my buddy, I said, my guess is 56-10, Oklahoma. It's right at the over-under of 66. They cover the spread of 38.5. It's going to be a blowout. If you watch the game, it was anything but that. Kansas did not allow a single point in the first half to Oklahoma. I said, what on earth are we watching here today in Lawrence? You watched part of the game, and you texted me when I thought the same thing. Kansas looked like a football team.
They looked like
a football team. But I want to go back in time to a moment, two moments in the first quarter, because this first one will show you how low Kansas expectations are. I'm dead serious when I say this. This is 100% honesty, and I died laughing at this moment.
What happened?
So Kansas elects to receive the football to begin the game, all right? They do. And they score a touchdown. But they also get a first down on the second play of the game, or the third play of the game. They expend the drive. At that moment, the PA announcer comes on and says, Kansas football has got a first down, which means the stands gets $2 breakfast Baconators to Wendy's tomorrow.
Is that right?
If they simply got one first down in the football game, the fans all got breakfast Baconators for $2. I said, did I hear that correctly? They said since Kansas has achieved a first down, the entire stands now gets $2 breakfast Baconators tomorrow at Wendy's.
That didn't mean on the first drive or something?
No, I checked. I said, is this common? He's like, oh, yeah, this is for the whole game usually.
Just period?
There was a game, you know, I think earlier this year, they didn't get a first down until the second half.
Is that right? Well, they had 23. And Oklahoma at 18. They had
more. I repeat. That's
amazing.
The PA guy said that's a Kansas first down, which means $2 breakfast Baconators for everybody in attendance tomorrow at Wendy's.
Yeah, they're doing all
which I thought was hilarious.
They're doing all
What's even better, Sip, is that Kansas has this incredible drive to start the game. Jason Bean, who I guess is erratic, he looked amazing in this game. Yeah. I didn't know anything about Jason Bean.
He's a quarterback.
I watched the game. I said, dude, this kid's good. This kid's a good player.
He's from Mansfield, Texas.
He's a good player.
He's been a little up and down.
Right. But I guess the erratic nature is why he got pulled the previous game or something like that. Okay. But in this game, I said, I didn't know anything about Jason Bean. And I walked away thinking, that kid's pretty good. He can run. He made some great throws. He got out of the pocket, extended some drives on third down. I was impressed.
17 for 23.
But this is what was even more funny. So I already laughed about the breakfast Baconator thing here, right?
Yeah.
So, but when you are a Kansas football, Sip, and you're hosting a top five ranked team who has beat you 16 straight times before that day, right? They now have beaten up Kansas 17 straight times. You probably want to remember some little victories in the game, right? Kansas leads 7-0. And guess what had happened before that happened? There was a campus-wide power outage. So the scoreboard was down. And so you can't, if you're a Kansas fan, you can't even take a picture of a 7-0 lead against Oklahoma.
There was a campus-wide power outage?
In the middle of the first drive when Kansas was driving, there was a campus-wide power outage that affected the scoreboards of the game. Like all the ad banners there were black. The scoreboard was black, and I said, man, Kansas fans can't even take this before they go down and score and tie the game up.
Did they get it back up at 10?
No, they got it back up in time. So in the middle of Oklahoma's next drive, which they did not score, the scoreboard came back on. You saw a lot of fans take their phones out, take a picture of the scoreboard, as did I. And there was documentation of a 7-0 lead for Kansas in the football game.
Yeah, did the enthusiasm pick up a little bit?
Yeah, it did, because then they stopped Oklahoma, and then Kansas, I think it was the next drive or two drives later, Kansas got legitimately screwed. They're going in to score a touchdown, and I even saw the replay. There is no hold that they called. The hold was called, and you watch the replay, there was no hold on the play.
Interesting.
From like the 7-yard line. And so Kansas
had to kick a field goal.
They had a touchdown. It should have been 14-0, taken off the board, they kick a field goal. It's 10-0, Kansas.
Yeah, that's when you texted. It was 10-0, and that's when I joined
this game.
Yeah, that's when I turned in. I saw it from 10-0 on. It was not fluky. Kansas did look pretty good.
Right.
They did.
Yep. So, then Kansas makes what I think is a dumb decision. I said, Lance, don't do that. They had another good drive that there was a missed horse collar call on Oklahoma. Right. I mean, this guy almost ripped the guy's head off.
Yeah. It looked like a horse collar.
It looked to me like, and that would have given Kansas a first down, and they didn't score that drive. But then, I know it was a little downwind, but Leipold elects to kick 56. A 56-yard field goal. I said, please don't do this, Lance. Your defense is playing great. Don't give him a short field for Oklahoma. They missed the kick, had the distance, just missed it left. I'm like, here we go.
That's right.
This is where it all happened.
They did have the distance.
But Oklahoma follows it up with just a horrendous decision on an interception by Caleb Williams, who played a horrible first half of that ball game. Kansas gets the ball back. They go down, and you know they go to halftime. The crowd's going wild at 10-0 halftime lead.
I mean, it looks pretty legit.
At this point, I have friends saying, oh, my gosh, you're at maybe the best upset in the history of college football. I said, and you mocked me for coming here.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
Yeah, I don't know about that best upset in the history of college football. I mean, there's got to be number one ranked teams that went down. Oklahoma's 4. I mean,
but it's Kansas, though.
Yeah, yeah,
this is basically a mid-level FCS school, basically, for football.
Yeah.
And they've lost to FCS schools plenty of times in the last 10, 15
they
years.
They looked pretty good to me, though.
They looked like a football team.
On that day. They're not great. They're not a good team.
So then the second half starts, and Oklahoma does go score a touchdown. But don't forget, early on, they had a fumble in that drive that Kansas was on top of and somehow let it score it out. Yep. Oklahoma gets them like, here we go. This is where it falls apart. They had a chance to get on top of a football and really make Oklahoma doubt themselves, saying, oh my gosh, we're down 10-0, and we just blew the first possession of the second half.
I think they were doubting themselves already.
Life is back on Sports Bettors, and BetUS has your NBA, NHL, UFC, PGA, and yes, NFL betting lines up for their 27th year and live betting in all of it. Log in to BETUS.com or call 800-792-3887. That's 800-79-BETUS. BetUS for 125% bonuses with promo code EB125. Customer service pros are ready to get your phone, social, and online sports betting kickoff started now. Play with the proven mainstay in the industry, BetUS. You bet, you win, you get paid. BetUS.com with promo code EB125.
Life got serious for Oklahoma in the second half. I mean, you could see it. It was serious. I mean, it didn't look fluky. Again, Kansas had 23 first downs. Oklahoma had 18. I mean, Kansas outgained Oklahoma. That was interesting to me. I mean, I don't know. When did it start to swing? And I guess it started to swing. Well, Oklahoma scored 21 in the fourth.
Well, Oklahoma did score Kansas responds to a touchdown by Oklahoma with a touchdown of themselves. So they go down and take a 17-7 lead.
Right.
And then Oklahoma scores right before the end of the third quarter to make it 17-14.
Right, okay.
But you're still thinking, oh my gosh, Kansas is leading going into the fourth quarter against Oklahoma, and they get the ball now to start the fourth quarter.
Right.
And they didn't do anything with it. Oklahoma goes down and gets it again, and they score. They go up by 4, 21-17.
Was that the run by Caleb Williams?
Was that the
run by Caleb Williams on fourth down?
No, I think that was to make it 28-17.
Okay, that was an incredible run.
But he did make a run in that drive to extend it to give them a first down in that drive. And then I think Kennedy Brooks scored from like 1 yard out to make it a 4-point lead.
And then Caleb Williams did make
one of the best
plays I've ever seen.
Fourth down.
Life. Yeah, on the fourth down, fourth and three. Took the ball from the running.
Not that one. I'm not talking about that one. He scored on a touchdown also in a fourth round run earlier to make it 28.
Down.
Well, it was like fourth and one or fourth and two, and Williams gets the first down also and scores.
Yeah, it reminded me of his Texas run where he didn't really have much there. He basically beat two guys by himself.
Yeah, and he went to the outside and he scored. I'm like, dang, look at this kid.
Yeah, he made an amazing play. But I thought the most amazing
play. Well, I'm getting there. Okay. Which then Kansas responds. I said, look, okay, Jason Beeden goes down. They score like a minute 50. It was like, what is Oklahoma doing?
Ripped right through Oklahoma's defense.
You remember
defense.
What I'm talking about? I said, Kansas is just murdering these guys
now. They went right down the field. Kansas.
And I said, there was not one play of defense by Oklahoma this drive.
You're right. That's what the announcer
said. The touchdown pass was wide open. And by the way, at this point, I have to mention this. And this is not a joke, because I have the tweet to confirm that. Kansas Athletics official Twitter account, when Kansas was, I guess, up 17-14, sorry, this is going back a little bit.
Okay.
Their official Twitter feed says, the gates are open at the stadium. Right. Everybody come in, free admission, get here for the game.
Yeah.
You're just saying, well, if you want to commit a crime, come on in too. Sure, why not?
Did people come in?
Oh, you started to see more people. I had a buddy show up there.
Is that right?
Didn't have tickets. Like, he came for the fourth quarter.
Yeah, well, come see the upset.
Right, which
come
didn't
see
happen.
The near upset.
But, okay, so Kansas scores. Oklahoma gets the ball back. I mean, Kansas did not get the two-point conversion. But Oklahoma now is trying to go put the game away. And now, to your point, as you mentioned, it was fourth and two. Or is it fourth and three?
Fourth and three. It was fourth and three.
It's fourth and three, right at the 45-yard. Their own 45-yard line. I want to take you to where I'm at on this, all right?
Okay.
I'm still thinking in my head, oh my gosh, if Kansas wins this game, I will be on the field with all these people. I'll have it on Facebook Live. We're going to just do the whole thing. It's going to be beautiful. And the whole crowd's like, this is the play. If they stop this, Kansas is going to go down and score and win.
Yeah.
And that play, Brooks is stopped in the backfield. I thought forward progress was done. I don't even see Caleb Williams because I've already started hugging my buddies like, we're going to do this. Yeah. We're going to do it.
Yeah.
And I look around, I'm like, wait, hang on a second. Why are they marking a first down? He stopped like 2 yards short.
Yeah.
I see the replay. I said, what? I said, is that even legal?
It was barely legal.
Kennedy Brooks is about to go down short of the first down line.
Uh-huh.
And Caleb Williams, I'm sure you've all seen the play, but Caleb Williams, the quarterback, steals the ball from his own running
stripped
his back. He didn't give it. He took it away from him and fell forward for a first down. Which I said, there's no way that's legal, right? There's no way that's possible.
I guess it was because it was behind the line of scrimmage. It was behind the line of scrimmage. I don't know why exactly.
Have you ever seen that in your entire life?
No, I've never.
A quarterback stripped the ball?
It. And he was ahead of him, so that's why it was a little confusing. Like RG3's doing the game for ESPN.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he was doing the game. He's raw, but he's he didn't.
He's raw.
He does know rules, though.
He's rough, though.
Yeah, but he knows what he's talking about. But yeah, no, Jake, I'd never seen a play like that. I'd never seen it, but my respect for Caleb Williams shot through the roof.
Well, he's a gamer. He's a winner.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be the quarterback that lost to Kansas on my watch.
When you watch that, what I kept thinking was, this is a guy that will just do what it takes in life. I mean, he's just going to do what it takes.
Yep.
If you have two flat tires out on your car, he's just going to go take care of it. If they're down, if they need a first down against Kansas on 4th and 3, if his running back can't get it, he'll just take the ball and get it himself. He'll just do whatever's necessary. It was an amazing play. I mean, it was stunning.
It was stunning. That you had a very confused crowd and a confused Jake.
Yeah. Now, again, I haven't read up on why that was legal, but the best explanation I got from the announcers was it was because it was behind the line of scrimmage. And there was, and I think
I didn't know you could like take a ball forward though. Like,
well,
you know,
that's
because I understand
right.
if you're behind him, you take it. Sure, that makes sense. That's a lateral.
Yeah,
so first
RG3 thought that's an illegal forward pass.
That's what I thought, but it wasn't a pass; it was taken.
No, yeah, that's.
But then, how was that legal though? That was my confusion because I said that this is going to come back and not be allowed because there's just no way that is possible.
Well, that'll
test the ref.
He stripped
it forward.
You never see it.
He stripped it forward.
I mean the bottom line is you never see that. You never see it, so it'd be hard to call on this. Like, if you're a ref, think about being a ref. You're like, oh, wait a second, what just happened? Can that happen? I mean, that's a great thing for, I'm sure, refs all over America. Their ref supervisors are saying, now look what happened at Oklahoma-Kansas game.
We allowed this.
Yeah.
And by the way, at this moment, I'm thinking, I am sorry, Kansas fan. This is my fault. I have brought my Nebraska and Miami Dolphins curse to you. I mean, you already cursed yourself.
It's your fault.
But the weird things that happen that are good for other teams happen in that game, and it's because of me. I apologize, but I am used to it now. I said, why does it always happen to the teams that I root
for? So Oklahoma went down and scored.
Yep, and it was like 40 seconds to go. That clinches the game. Kansas gets the ball back. They get their first sack of the game on Kansas. First, you know, they didn't sack him at all. They didn't have much pressure in Bean the whole day. I'm telling you, Lance Leipold, he's part of the story here. Lance Leipold, our boy, mm-hmm. coach of Kansas.
We should have had him.
That was it. We should have had him this week. I want to give him a huge compliment because I thought, as you said, you texted me the same thing I was thinking. Kansas, I know they're probably erratic. They're up and down. But they look like an actual football team for four quarters on Saturday.
They did. They looked really well coached. Obviously Oklahoma sleepwalked into that game. But you saw something really interesting. It was a really interesting game. I mean, it really was. Oklahoma was pressed. The only thing I'd add to this conversation is Oklahoma is rated 4th in the country.
No.
Ohio State is 5th. I watched Ohio State dismantle Indiana. I watched Oklahoma, Kansas. Ohio State's beaten Oklahoma by 3 touchdowns.
No,
2 touchdowns.
No, more. I'll say
2 touchdowns. Come on.
I was a little bit of a nuisance on Saturday. There's Oklahoma fans right ahead of me.
You were a little bit of a nuisance.
Can I give you one of my yells, my common themes? I'll back off the mic for this.
How common of a theme?
Oh,
I said it
probably 15 times in the game.
You were saying this.
This is the worst 4th-ranked team in the history of college football. They're no better than 15th. Just over and over again. Just, you know, when they score 0 points at half, I'm like, you bench Rattler for this? Just, you know, I'm a Nebraska fan, just being a total Kansas homer.
What is wrong with you?
But I tend to always have the opponent right by me in these games, the Michigan game.
You tend to.
I mean, there's a four of them right ahead of me.
Did anybody give you a bad look?
Nope. They understood. They took it. They're like, yeah, this is bad. We're 38.5 point favorites. I can't even look at this guy. I had a dolphin shirt on.
Why'd you wear a dolphin shirt?
Because I was being neutral. Oh. I intended to root for Kansas, but I'm not going to go buy a Kansas shirt because I don't like Kansas in general.
What number were you?
No, it was just a Dolphins hoodie.
Just a Dolphins hoodie.
Yep. Like, what is this Dolphins guy over here mocking us from Oklahoma?
What is that exactly?
Say, hey, your team's 1-5, bro. Why are you wearing a Dolphins gear to this game? Easy.
Well, if they would have found out you were from Nebraska, they would have had
laughed.
They would have had plenty ammo.
Well, I didn't say that.
Right. Yeah, that's a good move by you.
Well, I did tell my buddy, I said, this looks like a Nebraska game here, but the way it's going to end up, though. Like, yeah, I've seen this. I have seen this movie before.
Yeah.
And I'm not even a fan of Kansas.
Yeah.
I've seen the movie.
Yeah, now Caleb Williams was dynamite in the second half. You're right, in the first half. So you said he was having trouble reading the field.
Caleb
Williams.
He had time, too. I mean, the offensive line was giving him time.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like it was an issue while the O-line was sketchy. No, I mean, he had like 10 seconds of throw.
Okay, here's the thing.
The interception he threw was just horrible.
Now, here's the thing.
He had 8 seconds to throw the football.
Here's the thing, Jake. Okay, and I will stop
right there.
We'll get
to Derek in a second. Hang on,
Derek. Hold on, Derek. Oklahoma. Now, Oklahoma just beat Kansas 35-23. Now, they play Texas Tech next week. They'll win that game. But, Jake, their final three games, Oklahoma. Now, they will lose two at Baylor. Versus Iowa State and at Oklahoma State. There's no way they'll come out of that without a loss. I mean, there's a way, but it's highly unlikely that they'll get through those third games at Baylor, 16th ranked Baylor. That's what they were last week. I don't know what they are now.
Yeah.
ISU.
Iowa State, where's that game at?
In Norman.
Okay.
And then at Oklahoma State.
Iowa State has Oklahoma's number still.
Yeah. Yeah. Baylor's tough. Stoops was Bob Stoops. You know, he's on the Fox broadcast now on the big noon kickoff. He said basically that if they play like that, they won't get through without a loss or two.
But they look like crap. They scored exactly 0 points on the road at Lawrence, Kansas.
And I do question. I legitimately question the AP rating. That's surprising to me. If you watch Ohio State right now and you watch Oklahoma and you come away with Oklahoma's the better team, then you're not watching the games at all.
You're not watching it at all.
You're just going on the fact Oklahoma has a loss to Oregon. Ohio State has a loss to Oregon. But if you watch the teams, Jake, I'm here to tell you, Ohio State's going to make a run. They'll be a playoff team. That offensive line is ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
That whole team right now is ridiculous.
And, yeah, they're front,
the whole thing. They
they're front
it out.
Four on defense. Yeah, Jake, they figured it out. You're exactly
right. For my doubts, the first two games about C.J. Stroud, he's over the jitters now. He's good.
Over. No
he's
doubts.
Very good.
Well, no doubts. They dismantled Indiana in a rainstorm.
And we'll get to more of that next segment. But Trevion Henderson was excellent,
too.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Yeah, we'll get to that.
But yeah, you're right. Just to back up what you said about the ratings.
Come on.
If Ohio State played Oklahoma right now on a neutral field, it would be a neutral field in a bowl game.
I'm saying two touchdowns. Ohio State by two touchdowns.
Ohio State wins by 24
points. They might blow them out. But
Oklahoma's defense was bad on Saturday.
Well,
Kansas.
Trouble. Well, you know where Oklahoma's been bad is in the secondary.
They were getting torched.
What would Ohio State do to that secondary?
Kansas ran the ball well, though. Kansas had like 100.
Yeah, they did. They did run the
ball.
Kansas
had 120 yards running at halftime.
You're right. They did. I'll get that stat. They did run the ball. You're right. Kansas legitimately ran the ball.
Right. They had, 23 first downs in the game?
Kansas ran 42 times. Well, they didn't. Yeah, 42 times for 166 yards, which isn't bad. I mean,
they're not a good running team, though.
No, they're not.
It's like they don't come in there. There's a great running team yet. I mean, Leipold wants that to be their mantra, but they're not there yet.
Yeah, Kansas had 23 first downs to Oklahoma's 18. Kansas had 412 total yards to Oklahoma's 398. That Oklahoma had 10 penalties for 65 yards.
Well, they had three offsides in the very first drive of the game.
Oh, is that right?
They were offsides on Kansas' opening touchdown drive. Oklahoma had three offsides penalties that drive. I was like, what is happening?
I'm glad you saw what you saw. The most interesting thing you told me was how silent it was at 10 o'clock, an hour before the game, with the fourth-ranked Oklahoma time. I know what you're saying. Why is that surprising, Sip? Well, it's not surprising necessarily. It's just that you get to see that and compare that to what you're used to, you know, which is so much different.
Yeah, I was like, this feels like I'm going to a South Dakota game.
Right.
Yeah, Coyotes, Jackrabbits, like that.
Now, the one thing you might be surprised by is how often that actually happens. Nebraska, I try to tell people all the time, Nebraska's there's places like Nebraska, obviously, out there where it's just people are all over the place around the stadium on game days. But there's a lot that you, like, that aren't. I mean, if you go to Illinois, it'd be the same type of thing. If you go to, even one time we went to Michigan State, and I was struck by like an hour and a half before the game, we just drove up and parked like right by the stadium.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
We could have parked close. We parked like six blocks away. I could have parked way closer than that. And we kept walking. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
I could be like two blocks away right now from the stadium.
The reason I was excited that you were going is just because it's another experience for you to see that. You know, it's just another, it's context. It's, you know, I always like going to Baylor for that reason. It felt like you were stepping out of the Big 12 for a week, but it was still kind of neat to see it. How quiet, okay, if you would have went to Baylor when Nebraska was in the Big 12, same thing. It was weird. It was like, wow.
Where's everybody at?
Doesn't even, yeah. Is there
a game today?
Did they forget there's a game? Exactly. That's the way it was. I always thought there was value in that.
Like I said, the stadium at kickoff was at the most a third full. I mean, there were sections that had not one single soul in them. Like,
oh, God.
I said, this guy said somebody trying to sell me a $45 ticket. Like, are you crazy?
Well, and it's good for you to
give me the ticket. I'll go buy your beer for you.
It's good for you to see that too, because you see what Lance is up against down there. Lance Leipold.
Lance Leipold is gonna be fine.
You think so?
He's gonna be fine. If it's not there, it's gonna be somewhere else. Lance Leipold proved on Saturday he knows what he's doing.
Oh, he knows what he's doing. That team, he's got that team already. They're seven games in. Well, it's seven games in.
They're
1-6
now.
Yeah, they're seven games in, and they look like a well-coached team to me.
They are. I'm like, dang, they didn't have many penalties. They had a few, but that was it. There was a face mask call. I said, well, they call that, but they don't call the horse collar in Oklahoma? I mean, come on.
I mean, that gets back to the old conversation. I didn't, you know, I was careful. Okay, so I texted Lance.
You did?
Yeah,
after
the game. Okay. Yeah, but you got to be careful. What I've learned over the years is you got to be careful with that text. Okay, Jake, I wasn't going to text good job, bro, because they got beat. He doesn't want to, those guys that are highly competitive, Jake, they don't want to hear good job, bro, after a loss. Trust me when I say that.
Especially, but they almost had a huge upset.
Yeah. Well, they don't want to hear that.
I know,
though.
but still.
So I was careful. I can't even remember what I said, but I worded it really carefully. Oh, I said your team didn't look soft to me, because he would always tell me, we're pretty soft. That's
did
the
respond?
Problem. Yeah, I also said Caleb Williams is a bear. And his response was about Caleb Williams.
Okay.
But he doesn't. There was a time when I was a young guy who said, "Hey, great job today," and I might have got a nasty text back like, "Hey, did you notice we lost the game?" You know,
yeah.
That I don't think he'll take a lot of solace in that game.
We're way late to break. We'll take a quick call before that. Derek, you're on early break. Go ahead, man.
Well, Jake, one of the beauties of living in Sunland, part of the state here, is that you do get strong signal out of Kansas. And so I listened to Lance's pregame show.
Okay. All right.
And it was interesting to me. He laid out, first of all, he's excellent on the pregame show. He talks X's and O's and answers the questions directly. I really appreciate that. But, you know, he said something interesting to me. And as I watched the game, I kind of reflected upon it. One of the things he said that was so important for them all season long was to win each quarter. And when you look at it, you know what? By golly, he won three of the four quarters in that game.
Yeah, he did.
In terms of the score and in terms of just the overall play. Now, I asked myself this question, but I want to ask you guys too. At any point during the game, did you ever sit back and think, gosh, season one, game seven, why shouldn't we look this good? I mean, this is first year, seven games in, and his team looks as good as Nebraska does right now today in terms of when you go up against that common opponent, Oklahoma. So anyway, I thought his comments were interesting on the radio, and you bet he's definitely got that program headed in the right direction. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, Derek. Yeah. Thanks for the insight. Derek, listen to the pregame show. Hey, Lance is good. He's good.
I love Lance Leipold. That guy's good. I listen, I'm a big fan of that dude.
He's a good dude.
I think he is a really good football coach. And if it's not at Kansas, he'll be somewhere else soon. Keep an eye out for that one. Lance Leipold. Let's look at the Big Ten this weekend that was next on Early Break on the Ticket.